This is an executive summary of end of a DST, reinvest, 721 roll-up, or cash out, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Every Delaware statutory trust eventually reaches full cycle. The sponsor sells the property, distributes the proceeds, and winds down a trust. At that moment, the deferred capital gains tax you rolled into the DST comes back into focus. It hasn't disappeared, and what you do next determines whether it stays deferred or comes due. You generally have three choices. You can complete another 1031 exchange into a new DST or property, continuing the deferral and keeping your flexibility. You can do a 721 roll-up, contributing into a rights operating partnership for op units on a tax-deferred basis, gaining diversification and a path to share liquidity, but it's a one-way move, because op units aren't 1031 eligible. Or you can cash out and pay the deferred tax, taking your money free and clear. Each path has distinct tax, liquidity, and flexibility consequences, and the reinvestment clock is tight, so planning your next move early, before the sale closes, is essential. This guide explains what happens when a DST sells and walks through all three options. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This is educational information. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.